This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour with a bailout. Spain is now the fourth and largest country in the Eurozone to request a financial rescue. The news broke over the weekend. Europe has offered up to $125 billion, but it's not clear how much of that Spain will need or accept. In a few minutes, we'll look at the response of the markets, already jittery over Europe's crisis. But we begin our coverage with Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
A day after the bailout request he vowed would never come, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told reporters this was his idea all along.
A mí nadie me ha presionado.
No one pressured me into this. I pushed for it myself because I wanted a line of credit, Rajoy said. He refused to call it a bailout. He called it a victory instead. But most Spaniards don't buy that. In a poll published Sunday, 78% of respondents said they have little or no faith in Rajoy and his ruling conservatives. That's just 6 months after they won elections in a landslide. Rajoy has tried to reassure the public this EU loan will come with few strings attached and won't affect Spain's deficit. But economists and European Union officials say that's not the case.
Y por supuesto, todo préstamo lleva...
Of course there will be conditions, says the EU's competition commissioner, a Spaniard named Joaquín Almunia. Whoever gives money never gives it away for free. EU and German officials say there will be oversight. The IMF, the European Commission, and the European Central Bank will supervise the restructuring of Spain's banking system. But because terms of the bailout haven't been made public nor even finalized, it's their word against Rajoy's. For their part, Spanish leaders point to the tens of billions they've slashed from budgets already this year. Economist Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School says it's fair to set conditions for loan repayment, but no more.
It makes sense that you tell me what I have to do in terms of when that money has to be returned and what interest has to be paid, what are the typical financial requirements that make sense, but do not tell me when do I have to raise the retirement age or what is the level of the pensions, because that's not what we need right now.
What Spain does need is immediate help for its banks weighed down by real estate debt. But Spain is also struggling with its deficit, which was three times EU limits last year. An EU loan will make that worse, says Megan Green with Rubini Global Economics.
It will certainly be foisted onto the state's balance sheet. So we will see Spain's public debt rise, and then that will in turn cause the deficit to rise as the government struggles to pay the interest costs for a higher debt burden.
Not exactly a reassuring prospect. The bailout news hit this weekend when many Spaniards were preoccupied with European soccer championships and trying to escape the heat. At a public pool in downtown Madrid, kids splash unaware as adults discuss the bailout.
I am unemployed, but in 4 days I will travel to Australia. So it's not a problem for me.
A 34-year-old IT specialist named Daniel Blanco Ramos is having one last swim before giving up on Spain. He and his friends laugh at how Spanish politicians won't use the word bailout.
They are trying to use better words, but the fact is this is a real rescue.
I ask him if he plans to come back to Spain someday.
Maybe 1 or 2 years later, we can start to fix our problems, but I think this is not the end.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.